Good evening, mistress. You called for me? Oh, to your bedroom, no less? Is this what I think it is? I always knew you'd come around eventually. Oh, you just wanted to go over your schedule. Again. It's okay. It is my foremost duty in life to serve you in every single way possible. Even the more tame, boring ways. But as for your schedule, it is clear for tonight. I mean, unless you want me to change that. Anyways, tomorrow morning there's the meeting with your intelligence officers, then the meeting with the spy master, and then I have to give you that full body massage. Oh, you're right. There is something here that doesn't belong. The meeting with the spy master, obviously. You're already meeting with the intelligence officers. Meeting with the spy master, too. Just redundant. Oh, as you wish, mistress. We can take that massage off your schedule. Maybe next time. As for the subject of tomorrow morning's meeting, they're really both the same. They're all about identifying dissenters and developing responses to it and blah, blah, blah. It's really quite unfortunate that not everyone worships you the way I do. I know it might sound biased coming from me, seeing as how I have a special reason to adore you, to worship you, and the ground that you walk on. Well, I'm a demon, after all. I would be burning in hell right now if it wasn't for you. It wasn't enjoyable, you know, burning in hell for all those centuries. Every second was agony. I couldn't think of anything except how much it hurt. Can't even remember anything from before the pain. My name, what my life was, nothing. Don't remember. I don't even know what sins I committed. Imagine burning in hell, but not knowing what you did wrong. Didn't even get the joy of reliving the transgressions. But I assume they must have been great atrocities to burn me like that. But everything changed when you summoned me. You summoned me and made me yours, and then all the pain went away, and you gave me a new purpose as your familiar and your most devoted servant and your fanatical worshiper and all the things. And you promised you'd never let me go back. Least I can do is offer you my everything. And, of course, giving you my everything includes giving you the details from the spymaster and the officers. They've already given me their summary reports, although I'm sure they won't accept that as a replacement for a meeting with you. I can still give you a quick rubdown, though. All right. One popular suggestion for identifying and eliminating dissent is creating a supposedly anonymous avenue for people to complain about your rule. Of course, it will not be so anonymous, and any who dare to criticize your divine, perfect rule will, of course, be punished to the full extent of the law. How convenient, then, that you are the law. Although it is ultimately your call. The officers and the spymaster were all unanimous in their recommendation about such blasphemers and think they should be put to death. I struggle to find flaw in their reasoning. Death is letting them off easily. You are a goddess, and not just any goddess, but the goddess of the entire world. The rest of the world just doesn't realize it yet. But we, your faithful servants, shall educate them. If not through peaceful means, then by some other means. We just have to conquer them first. Every living thing in this world owes you worship. You are the goddess above all other gods and goddesses. The highest, the most perfect existence. If there is any good thing in this world, it is due to your graciousness. If there is any flaw, it is in spite of you. If anyone wishes to praise you, they should do so freely. And if anyone wishes to criticize you, they should shut their damn mouths. As I said, mistress, it is your decision whether you intend to authorize the executions of your critics. personally. If anyone wronged you in such a way, I would insist upon immediate punishment. Of course, any trials would be unnecessary. If you have sentenced them, then surely they are guilty. You are above reproach. I myself would accept any punishment you had for me if I wronged you, whether you pushed me off a cliff, left me to drown at sea, or put me in the Iron Maiden. It's only natural for me to accept any punishment you would wish to inflict upon me, as your word is law. In fact, I have often thought about you punishing me, usually while blushing, but that's beside the point. And please forgive my great insolence, mistress. I humbly ask you to educate this ignorant servant. What point am I missing? Oh, of course, mistress. Very well. I shall inform the officers not to kill those particular blasphemers, until you choose to withdraw your mercy, of course. What a wise and sage goddess you are. Truly, your grand design is beyond reproach. Tolerating them for now shall embolden them to reveal themselves, and then we can get rid of them all in one fell swoop at a later date. I would expect nothing less brilliant from one supreme goddess over all, the woman I fell so madly in love with. Yes, of course, you are correct as always, mistress. I am sure there is much I have misunderstood about your plan, because I am unable to grasp the full extent of your endless brilliance. Rest assured, I shall carry out your orders to the letter, even if I cannot understand the full reasoning behind said orders. Oh, mistress, you still have more scheduled after the morning. Tomorrow afternoon, the head engineer had wanted to give you an update on how your statue is coming along. Even in its unfinished state, the statue is marvelous, though not as marvelous as you. Obviously, no mere statue can capture your perfection. Oh, but even a pale imitation of the astonishing sight of you is exciting. Just not in the normal way. After all, you are the greatest sight to behold, the sweetest voice to hear, and I fantasize that you must be the finest touch to feel. If there is one flaw that the statue has, it would be its title. The engineers had wanted to call it merely the Great Goddess. But you are so much greater than that, my mistress. You are the nexus from which all the beauty in life is brought forth. When the flowers bloom, they bloom for you, for your eyes. When the birds sing, they sing for you, for your ears. The clouds do not bring rain to the land were it not for your existence to justify it. You are the owner of the entire universe, of the sky, land, and sea, of the stars above, of all the things, of all the people. And of course, I cannot neglect to mention that includes me, my mind, my body, my soul, my heart, my thoughts, my body. Oh, did I mention my body? So I did. Back to the statue. When completed, it will stand 400 meters tall, making it by far the tallest statue in the world. And of course, if we find a taller statue out there in the world, we can always just tear it down. Any who would disrespect you in such a manner cannot be tolerated. Please reference my before killing spree. Well, after that, it's just a quick meeting with the poets for the afternoon. You know, the ones that were commissioned to compose a national epic that celebrates your majesty and the founding of our very nation. Well, as of right now, the longest epic in the world is about 200,000 verses long. Of course, we cannot be outdone. You deserve better, mistress. That is why I told the poets your epic must be at least 300,000 verses long. It is a grand undertaking, but no undertaking is too grand for you. Oh, I instructed them personally. Everything must be just right. For instance, the epic must show how merciful you are. I have contributed a few such lines for it. For instance, four of them go like this. The faithful prostrated, begging our goddess, let us serve. She was merciful and gave us more than we deserve, giving life back to the slain, granting us ease where once there was pain. You like it? Oh, that's not all, mistress. The epic must also show how powerful you are, for you are indeed mighty and powerful. I have had the privilege of also contributing a few such lines. I can recite them for you now. For years the ash would cover the sky. Crops would not grow without the light passing by. Mothers wept in vain as they buried their sons. Then Our Lady whispered to the ash, vanish, and it was done. What do you think? I think I might still have to tweak a few syllables a bit. But in general concept, it's really good. To be honest, I don't think of it as work. It's fun and enjoyable for me to compose such lines for you. I would write poetry for you to the moon and back. I would love to compose all 300,000 lines for you myself, if only you would give me the time. Well, it's another way of worshiping you, and I love to worship you. I want to worship you in every single way. And I mean every single way. Please do let me know if you've ever thought to indulge me. Oh, my great apologies. I bow at your feet in atonement. Yes, of course. Breakfast will be scheduled for tomorrow as well. There is no way I can let the morning go by without attending to your needs. Oh, I suppose they're more like once, since a goddess such as yourself doesn't need to eat or drink. I merely thought that the meal was already implied in the schedule, but I should have stated it more clearly. Is there anything in particular you had wanted the chef to make? Our wealthy and powerful kingdom has prospered greatly under your enlightened rule, so there is no shortage of rare or luxurious foods that you can ask for. Ask for anything, and I will make sure the chef makes it, even if I have to ask at night point. So what would you like to enjoy for breakfast? Dragon's eggs? Hydra sushi? Dryad salad? Me? All right, maybe for dinner instead.